Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
March 25th, 2015 is a day that will live on in infamy because it's the day that Zayn Malik left One Direction and I've never gotten over it.
Has it already been almost 10 years?
It's been 9 years. It's coming up on 9 years and 10 days. And let me tell you, the Gen Z One Direction girlies will have like a little seance every year being like, oh my God, I hope that this is the year that they get back. And I have a feeling that 2024 has the energy to bring not only NSYNC back together because we've already seen the workings of that happening, but I think it may be the year that One Direction gets back together.
Nah, Zayn has burned so many bridges with One Direction. They will never be on stage with that dude again.
Oh, no, but I feel like things have changed. So, you know, when a boy band member leaves, it feels like there's a little bit of bad blood for a few years, and then they grow up and they become adults and they have kids like Zayn has, and things change. So a lot of people felt like there was a little bit of resentment after Zayn left based off of some of the interviews. Some of the guys were a little bit blindsided by the whole thing. And Zayn just really wanted to go off and do his own thing. The One Direction thing didn't feel authentic to him. Well, now he's done a recent interview with Hot Ones, which is this interview show on YouTube where this guy, Sean, makes all these celebs eat very spicy hot wings.
This and is the dude that was dating the porn star, right?
Yeah, yes, not anymore. Yep. They're exes now. And they have to answer all these questions while also under the influence of really hot, hot sauce. And Zayn was talking about the boys with such love and adoration. He was at one point asked a question about the most dangerous experience he's ever had on stage. And he told a very harrowing story about the time he saved Harry Styles, his One Direction bandmate, from getting hit with some pyrotechnics.
I've never actually been burnt by pyro. One time, there's footage of it, and it's actually amazing because it makes me look great. But on stage, Harry was right next to a pyro, and the pyro was about to go off because they were on timers, and he had a towel over his head, and he had his head over the pyro, and he didn't see that the pyro was there. So I just kind of like, you see me like run from one side of the stage and just push him out of the way, and the pyro kind of like explodes in front of his face. That was really dangerous. In terms of technological difficulties, the whole like rig would just go off sometimes, like in our early gigs. Like we would have a power outage and there was no microphone, so we would just put our microphones down and we would just burst into Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, just do the whole performance of that until the microphones were working again. And that was the thing that we had, like, just in our back pocket always, like, if the microphone goes, you know, we've still got that, as if it was some amazing performance. But, you know, I hope it entertained people.
That is the most I've ever heard that man talk.
Yeah. No, literally.
I couldn't get past the Mission Impossible music.
I couldn't get past the sniffling because, you know, clearly he's on like one of the hot ones.
Yeah.
Hot wings.
All right. So upgrade, downgrade, lateral move. Gigi Hadid going from Zayn Malik to Bradley Cooper.
I mean this with no disrespect to Zayn. Upgrade.
Zayn's 31. Bradley Cooper's 49.
Upgrade.
You don't even know who they are.
I know who Bradley Cooper is. Okay.
Look in your eyes. Upgrade with Bradley.
Bradley Cooper is an A-list icon. He will always be on every A-list at any party. Zayn Malik went, he literally talked about moving to Pennsylvania after he left One Direction. I mean, he talked about gardening and growing watermelons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's really great and wholesome and everything. But, you know, Bradley Cooper's out there in Hollywood making moves. So.
Yeah, but Bradley Cooper is Bradley Cooper.
But aesthetically, I think Zayn Malik is hotter than Bradley Cooper.
They're two very different types of hot. You know what I mean? It just depends on what you're attracted to. So it's always interesting to see people's history and who they date. Because some people stick in the same pool. Some people, you know, like to have a full sampler. And
like you're going to TGI Fridays. The appetizer sampler.
Like Zayn Malik is like a fried mozzarella stick.
Okay.
And Bradley Cooper is a potato skin.
Oh.
They're equally delicious, but they offer very different things.
Gotcha. As a heterosexual male, I'll weigh in on this.
Yeah.
Zayn is sexier than Bradley.
For sure.
Bradley, though, is your better long term bet.
Have you seen pictures of Bradley Cooper recently, though?
He's hot. There's no doubt about it.
He has major sex appeal. He pulled off flare pants at the Oscars, and I was like, I have never seen a better-looking man in a suit. And normally Bradley Cooper isn't who I would go for. Normally, I like more of like a mountain man. You know me, I like a guy who looks like he bathes but also lives in the country. But Bradley Cooper was given really sexy vibes at the Oscars. Anyway, for more stories.
I just want to be part of any conversation where they're comparing two sexy guys. Yeah. I just want to just be part of the conversation.
Let me know how it goes.
No, I want to be the subject in it.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Who do you think your counterpart is? Like, who are we comparing you to?
Who's sexier?
Like you and Tom Cruise?
No. We're going to have to go way lower than that.
You and Zayn Malik.
You and Pauly Shore.
I'll take that.
There you go.
You and Danny DeVito.
Yeah. I'll take that.
Yes, sir.
Danny DeVito, I love your work. And for more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.